You know, it's is this mic on?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Good work out there today. Our guys continue to work hard at practice. See a lot of younger guys that continue to develop. You know, it's that time of year you get to spend extra time with them. The practices, we take a period out of practice and spend a little bit of extra time with some of these young guys to work on player development, and it's good to see that. Saw some guys at the end of practice today that, you know, I kind of see some of the things that they've learned earlier in the week and applied in a team setting out there, so that was good to see. You know, you look at our opponent this week, you know, there's not a whole lot we can do about them. The thing we need to focus on is us, and that's to continue to improve as a football team, you know, creating the right habits and being more consistent, and things that we've kind of been harping on the entire year, starting with ball security, on offense, playing clean on offense, finding a way to create explosive plays, scoring touchdowns in the red area, defensively, being sure tacklers playing together make the other team earn it, being able to get some pressure on the quarterback there, and in special teams, you know, to me the last couple of weeks we've not created an advantage there. We did Saturday on the opening kickoff, but in the return game we've got to do a much better job there. So I'll take any questions.
Rick and then David.
Coach, do you have an update on Ryan Maurer coming off the concussion last week?
It'll still be a game time decision with him. You know, it's easy to take reps because they have a protocol where they kind of get them in, you know, kind of adjust them back into the practice schedule so you don't hit the quarterback. So he's taking reps this week.
David,
you mentioned Brandon Kennedy earlier today, but who are some of the guys on this team that you feel like have grown the most over the first half of the season?
That have done what?
Grown the most over the first half of the season.
Well, it's tough to single out certain guys. You know, I just mentioned Brandon because we were talking about the offensive line. You know, and it's good to see a guy that finally gets an opportunity to play, and you see that. The more he plays, the better he gets. You know, and probably the competition keeps improving every week, and he has continued to, you know, kind of be the guy that the steady force inside that makes all the calls for the guys, and has enabled us to have a chance to have a little bit of success up there. You know, a guy I talked about last week with the tight ends was, you know, Pope. I mean, he's been a guy that I felt like continues to play good football. You know, he's a guy that, to me, has some playmaking ability as a pass catcher, and, you know, hopefully we'll have an opportunity to get him some balls there. But there's lots of guys that continue to improve. And this is a great opportunity. This is a tremendous challenge for these guys. You're talking about a measuring stick. You're talking about the best team probably in the country, you know, at their place. You know, so if you think you're a good football player or want to be a good football player, a good football team, all right, this is a great opportunity to prove it against one of the best teams in the country.
Patrick and Wes. Jerry, we've seen Bumpus on the bike the past couple days. Kind of what's he dealing with, and how close are Jameer and Warren Burrell to get back?
You know, Warren is a guy that, you know, he sometimes with those ankle injuries, it, you know, it kind of lingers, and it doesn't take a lot to kind of aggravate him, but he'll be available. So will Jameer, and you know, Bumpus will figure out probably in the next couple of days if he is.
West and Austin.
I mean, in terms of the way Kenneth George has played, he's a guy that I'm not sure we've talked a lot about, but he's been out there. He started a couple games. He's made a couple plays out there. Where has he grown, and what level is he playing at right now?
Well, you know, he didn't play high school football. So he played – he was redshirted at a junior college, and then he played 1 year. And then he was here last year, you know, and he had a lower leg injury last year and didn't get to play much in the during the season and missed spring ball. So he continues to improve. You know, some of the questions that he asks on a daily basis, you realize that he hadn't played a whole lot of ball, but he's a guy that has good athletic ability and has some toughness to him and ball skills. So he continues to work.
Austin, Jesse, Brent.
Jerry, you talk about Austin Pope. How much change did you see in him, you know, basically from last year when he was really hurt all year, and then after he had the back surgery? Has he really kind of come back as a totally different kid than what y'all had when y'all first got here with him?
Well, you know, in the spring when we first got here, he's a guy that I recognized that was an instinctive football player that had good toughness, had some ability to play the position, and, you know, then he started having issues with his back, and you know, after the procedure, he's had a lot of relief there, and, you know, he's been able to practice and compete on Saturday, so he's much improved.
Jesse and Blake,
Jeremy, you've talked a bunch throughout the season, late in last year, about, you know, creating good habits and kind of continuing that week to week. Coming off the impressive performance defensively versus Mississippi State, how do you make sure your guys maintain some of that confidence and some of the stuff that y'all did well on Saturday, knowing that it's not going to always go right against an offense like the Alabama?
Well, you look, that's kind of the secret. We've talked to our players about it. You know, at the end of the year, there's only one team that stands on that stage, you know. So, and it doesn't matter who it is, what conference they play in. When you have to win 14, 15 games to be there, you're talking about creating the right habits and doing it over and over and over again. It's hard to do. Takes discipline. Takes mental toughness, you know, probably takes a little luck there too, you know, but, you know, it's something that you talk to our team about, you know. If you want to be one of those teams one day, if that's the type of team that you want to have, just the habits that it takes to sustain in this league to play like that every week, got to be able to do it.
Blake, Gustavo, Corey.
Jerry, with the RPOs, are those plays that can simplify an offense for a quarterback, or are those more complex reads would you consider for a quarterback?
I think if you look at the RPO game, there's you know, there's a couple of concepts that most everybody runs. You know, there people have gotten more creative as the years have went by here, and I think the guys in Tuscaloosa do as good a job with them as anybody in the country. So I think it fits the quarterback that they have. He's got a really fast release. The wide receivers, they, you know, it complements their running game. It helps them to be balanced, and they really are. So it's tough to defend.
I can follow up. Do you see a lot of high school quarterbacks doing RPO stuff now, or is that more –
No, I think the game has changed, and it's really changed in the last 5 years. And it filters down, right? And right now it's probably filtering up, going to the NFL. You see a little more of that, you know, on Sundays, you know. So, I mean, it's probably in this in all of football, right? Everybody looks and sees who's having success, and they want to pick something from this team or that team. We all do. So – I think that's something that everybody does. We kind of borrow and look and see who's doing something really well and try to copycat it.
Gustavo, Corey, West.
Rich, it's sad that you're happy with the performance of your players during this week and, you know, coming off a great win in the SEC. Do you feel like it's the best moment to, you know, face an opponent like Alabama? You say yourself, I mean, they're the best team in the country, but you guys at least will feel more confident after, you know, the week you guys had in practice and the win on Saturday.
Well, it's kind of like I said before, we got to focus on the things that we can control, and that's us. So how we prepare during the week, and, you know, if we create the right habits and get a good idea with a game plan and play with the right temperament, you know, gives us a chance to have success. So that's what we're focused on.
More than Wes and David.
Jeremy, not many people have had the chance to really view a historical rivalry like this. The third, like you said, third Saturday in October, you had a chance to view it from a players, Alabama coach standpoint. Do you think you'll have a moment where you come back in that stadium and just step back and take it all in?
No, I don't think so. It's trust me, I'm very thankful for the opportunities that I've had. Thankful for this opportunity. you know, you really get one, you're guaranteed one the next game. You know, my goal is to have our team playing our best football. That's kind of always been the goal. So, doesn't matter which stadium we're in. So, yeah, absolutely.
Weston, David.
How tough can it be when you got a young guy like Brian, who obviously some of those instincts he has to make plays turn into big plays, and he can give you juice that way, but he also kind of takes it too far sometimes, maybe could slide, maybe could kind of keep the ball in his pocket sometimes. How do you manage a guy like that without sort of taking away the things that make him, you know, dynamic, I guess?
Well, I don't think that you can. I think if a guy is has instincts as a runner, a player, comes naturally to him. You know, I'm sure the speed of the game is different, right? So, you know, like Saturday, the guy, he's running the ball. He probably thought he was going to make that guy miss. The guy got on him probably a little faster than he realized and turned him upside down. You know, he's got to make good decisions. You know, he's made some really nice plays. And it's something that we saw in camp. But he's got to take care of the football. It's the number one priority as a quarterback. Is take care of the football. So, you know, he's got to learn from that and do it.
David?
As you look back, assessing the games you guys have played, how often do you feel like this team has played sort of like the best version of itself throughout the first half?
Talking about for the entire game?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're always looking to play the perfect game, and we're nowhere close. You know, I feel like we have a high ceiling, you know, with some of the guys we got. You know, as we play more games, we gather more experience. So we've got to continue to improve. I feel like we've improved every game this year. You know, but we've got a long ways to go. We've got to continue to work hard every single day to create the right habits so we can improve.
Eric, final question.
Coach, status of Riley Locklear, kind of a week after sitting out last week, looked like he'd be the concussion protocol. How's he progressing, and what do you look for in that guard position going into this week, potentially not having him again?
You know, we don't know if he's going to play yet. Right now, I'd say probably won't. But, you know, we got Trey Smith in there. We can play Darnell in there, Ryan Johnson, Jerome Carvin, Chris Aparigny. We can play Jameer. So we got guys that can move in there and play.
All right. Thank you, Coach.